3excuse.gov.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let me remind you that Republicans control one half of one third of our government. It's never been lost on me that because we only control the House, there are a lot of other players that we need to work with in order to come to any agreement to keep the government open.
There's Speaker of the House John Boehner talking about the many players involved in how the government is run, and the budget battle specifically is where we get started. The focus on money, spending, the government, shut it down, keep it going. This is getting old. Do you think it is? I'm just offering my opinion, and yours is more important and welcome than mine is. 800, I'm just one cog in the wheel, and so are you. 800-510-8255. As a listener to this program, you will be exposed in the next hour to talk radio and talk television's overview of this discussion and debate with lots of facts and opinions and television and radio and left and right. And so here we start with Dale Jackson, who's a radio host, talking on his program in Alabama to Congressman Mo Brooks about the most recent continuing resolution bill.
Continuing resolution passed in the House. Looks like we have three more weeks of funding for the federal government. Was there an insurrection in the House in some Republican circles? It appears so. Did our congressman participate in that insurrection? It appears not. On the line with us right now, Congressman Mo Brooks. Thank you very much for joining us.
Happy to be there. I'm not sure that insurrectionist is the right word, but I'm here.
All right. Well, the reason why I said that is because you had people in the House who were ready to shut down the government because they felt they were not getting as many cuts as were necessary. You had the Bachmans and the Kings who wanted the government shut down to prove they were serious about cutting government spending. You voted to continue. You voted for a continuing resolution. Why?
Well, here's the vote I had in front of me. I could cut $6 billion in spending and give the Senate three more weeks to try to address a budget for the remainder of this fiscal year, or I could vote against cutting $6 billion more in spending. I chose to vote to cut $6 billion more in spending. Now, there was not an amendment or a substitute or any other legislation pending that would have allowed me to cut more in spending. Did I come close to joining the 50 other Republicans, 54 I think the number was, that wanted to go further and were willing to risk a government shutdown in order to do that? Yeah, I did come pretty close. But ultimately, having listened to the arguments from both sides, bird in the hand was worth two in the bush. We had $6 billion for sure. Right
now,
then and there.
Here's my problem with it, and you can tell me where I'm wrong if you want. $1.1 trillion budget deficit.
Very insignificant. You're right.
And we're talking about a $6 billion.
That's correct.
And like you just said, it's $6 billion is nothing, Congressman Brooks. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, that's like me picking, I was going to say it's like me picking up a bar tab, but that's not even that.
Well,
that's like me buying one drink for Jason.
That's true, but understand what the alternative was. The alternative was to cut maybe $50 or $60 billion, which I still hope is out there as a possibility, but that's only a 4% solution. And then I also have to take into account the 30 or 40,000 people in the Tennessee Valley who would be unemployed, who are trying to make mortgage payments, who now would not be able to make them.
Well, I want to get into that.
There are a lot of facets to this.
Right. I want to read you a quote here because I think it's pretty clear. It's from redstate.com, and it's Eric Erickson. He says, House Republicans are muddying the water so much this November and painting their policies in pale pastels. The public voted in November with bright colors, mostly in red. The public wants Washington to stop its spending. The public wants bright colors, not pastels. Is what you're doing painting with pastels? Because what we wanted was, I mean, I'll just be honest with you, and I'm getting a lot of emails on this. We wanted a budgetary bloodbath. I mean, that's what we wanted. And I believe you're on the same side. Am I wrong?
Well, when you talk about a bloodbath and terms like that, I don't know really what that entails. But I am for significant cuts in order to address our budget deficit. But unfortunately, it's one thing to be in a campaign where you have high hopes of being able to have the power to do that. It's another thing to be in Washington where, for whatever reason, the voters left the Senate in charge of the Senate. I mean, the liberals are in charge of the Senate. You still got Barack Obama in charge of the White House.
All right, so liberals bad, conservatives good, more of that kind of thinking doesn't help things move ahead, but that's the way politics works here in our country. 800-510-8255. So is it time for another extension? Is this going to go on and on and on? Your calls at 800-510-8255. Here's what we do here. Some we've listened to over the last 24 hours, 40-some-odd radio stations. We get summaries of what is going on conversationally on this, on these stations and the programs, and that includes some of the calls plus your calls. We put some of them on the air live. Some of them we edit and put them together in a big bucket of calls that are applying to, in this case, the budget cuts and what do we have to do without and how can we fix this problem of the ongoing government for 2 weeks here and 3 weeks there. What do you think about the politicians involved in this whole fiasco? 800-510-8255. What's needed in your mind to get the budget back on track? We'll have a couple of more programs that we'll focus on and your calls as well coming up on the countdown, 13 past the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help.
The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Whether you're in the office or on the road, here are three software programs to help you connect and collaborate from anywhere. First, Google Docs allows you to share documents online, edit them as a group, and track changes. Go to docs.google.com to download your file, then share it as a link or send an email to collaborators. That's docs.google.com. Second, Tungle.me is used to sync all of your calendars online and provide one place where people can schedule time with you without you needing to be involved. Go to Tungle.me for more details. That's Tungle.me. Finally, connect with up to 250 colleagues within seconds using a free service called Join.me. Just like WebEx without the monthly fees and registration forms, use Join.me to share documents or review presentations instantly. Great for meetings, training, and group editing. To learn more, visit Join.me. That's Join.me.
800-510-8255. We're just waking up to the realities here. Congress has averted yet another shutdown, sent another stopgap measure to the president. It's the partisan divide over the budget. And it's getting harder. It's getting tougher. It's getting more strident. The stopgap spending bill and the government funding are running out this week. Lawmakers have this bill that gives them two more weeks to wrestle over funding levels. and to cut here and to cut there. So what is the best way to handle this? We're listening to talk radio input here from Florida. Jimmy Cefalo talks to Senator Mark Rubio of Florida about the cuts that are needed from their perspective. That is the Republicans' perspective, or at least his perspective, to get the budget on track.
The whole thing is going to come down to eventually attacking entitlements, and not attacking them, but addressing them. That's probably the better term for it. And I'm tired of the demagoguery that I keep hearing talking about. And you heard some of this in your campaign when you first brought it up, that people who are getting close to retirement would be impacted. And no one has ever suggested that anybody, say, over the age of 55 would be impacted in any way.
Right. The thing about, there are two things that have to happen. Number one is the economy has to grow and jobs have to be created. Jobs are a big solution to a lot of these problems because when people are working, they're buying things, the economy's moving, your tax revenues go up, and things look a lot better. So the first thing we need is economic growth and job creation. And we need, there's a lot of things standing in the way of that, not the least of which is regulations, high and complicated taxes, and the uncertainty about the debt. The second thing we need is, as you said, all of this spending that we talk about cutting and these budgets that the House is sending over to the Senate and all that, it's all discretionary spending. That's like 13 to 16% of your budget.
Right.
70% of the problem is in Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Those programs are going bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to actually save those programs. I want those programs to exist. I want them to exist when I retire.
Right.
I want them to exist when my children retire. They're not going. It's as simple as this. Doing nothing is not an option because those programs will not exist. They'll bankrupt themselves, and they'll bankrupt our country. So we have to start working now to save those programs. The longer we wait, the harder it's going to be to save them.
Yeah, no, without question. So what happens now, Senator? We've got 8 days before this extension ends. Do you think there'll be another extension, another cut, or are those conversations happening?
Guess. Well, my guess is the House will pass another short-term extension, maybe another 2 to 4 weeks. They'll cut another $6 or $8 billion in that 2 to 4 to 6 week extension. It's a terrible way to run a government. But look, I'm not saying any of this is positive, but this is the first time in modern American history that they've been talking about cutting things
right.
In Washington. I mean, understand that in years past, they were talking about reducing the increases
right.
in spending.
And calling it a
first.
Cut. Yeah.
Right. This is the first time there's ever been a conversation about cuts, and that's a positive.
Yeah.
Now, the conversation's not a serious one yet. The Senate Democrat House, the bill they offered as an alternative to the House bill only cut $6 billion of spending. I mean, that's really what we're borrowing in one day.
Right.
I mean, by noon today, we will have borrowed half of that in order to fund the government. So it's not really a serious proposal. So and here's what's missing in all of this, and I don't mean to be overly partisan. The president is absolutely absent from this debate. He is nowhere to be found.
Mm.
He refuses to engage. This is a president that, as a senator, as a candidate, and early on in his presidency, repeatedly said that he was going to make the tough choices, get involved, get engaged, deal with this pressing issue that faces our country. He's completely disengaged from this issue, and he assigned Joe Biden to negotiate it for him and then sent Joe Biden to Russia.
800-510-8255. Okay, so this is an overview. A lot of these people are talking about things that have happened. This sounds like, I think it's what, the third time this has happened in the past month and a half. So it sounds like we're playing the same script, in fact, over and over again, and we are. The passing of this spending bill imposes immediate cuts of 25% on domestic operations. Democrats are readying a proposal that would essentially keep spending at the current levels. Which do you prefer? Here is Vina in Vista, California, on the air, on the countdown. Please go ahead.
This is Vina. I just wanted to say that I think it took us a long time, longer than people think, for us to become this way. I don't think it's very bravado that the Republicans, I am a moderate Republican, but I think it's bravado that they want to, stop the pain as fast as they can. But took us, we're going to have to suffer pain for a long time.
It took us a long time to get here. Yep, I get you what you're saying. A long time to get here and a long time to get out of it. 800-510-TALK, 21 after on the countdown.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. You know, when you listen to the spending cuts, we're having a conversation, just joining us, about the budget and the budget battle and what needs to be cut, et cetera, et cetera. The Republicans say one thing, the Democrats say another, the House does one thing, and their position is perfectly clear, says Boehner. The spending cuts are their top priority, so they say. The Tea Party end of the party has basically ruled the day here, because they were the ones that gave the Republicans control of the House last November, and the newly elected lawmakers are pushing, and they're not willing to compromise too much, it would appear. 800-510-8255. What do you think that means in the overall reality? Here, hosts Preston Scott and Eric Eggers talked to Senator Marco Rubio of Florida about their spin with him on this. So we have a couple of spins again on the continuing resolution bill.
Senator Rubio, you made some comments in the last couple of days that have picked up a lot of attention, and you and a handful of other senators have said enough with the stopgap spending. I'm sure you paid attention to the House vote. They passed it, but more GOP defections on that side, which I think it's very good news. I think it's bad news that they went ahead and passed it, but ultimately, if you guys, you know, and by you guys, I'm just saying, if they keep passing this kind of stopgap spending, you know, this is going to boomerang back on Republicans come 2012.
Well, we need to remind everybody why stopgap spending is happening, and that's because when the Democrats controlled the House, the Senate, and the White House, which is what they did just a year ago, they didn't pass a budget.
Right.
Which is hard to believe. I mean, this is a multi-trillion-dollar-a-year operation, the federal government is. It's the single largest spending entity in the history of the world, and it doesn't have a budget. And there's no reason not to have a budget. They had majorities in the House. They had a majority in the Senate. They have the White House. They refused to pass a budget. And so they have to basically go through these temporary spending measures in order to get things done. And that's, you know, that's why we're facing what we're facing right now. And as far as these temporary things are concerned, this is not a surprise. Everyone's known not only that we don't have a budget, but that we have a debt crisis. And the solution around here is to kind of put things together every couple of weeks at the last minute and then, you know, retreat and deal with it again. You know, it's this kind of ultimate procrastination that I think threatens the future of our country and creates a tremendous amount of uncertainty in our economy.
Is that because, by and large, the other side of the aisle just has no ideas on what to do to deal with and rein in the budget deficit?
Or there's a lot of. One is, I don't think they believe we need to. I think in their mind, the government, if it continues to spend, it needs to spend money in order to stimulate the economy and get it growing. They truly believe that. And part of it is 2012. I mean, they're looking at 2012 and and getting reelected, and for the president getting reelected, and they don't want to make any decisions that are going to spur, you know, and stir up any kind of controversy or any kind of protest. They're more interested in winning the next election than they are in winning the future for our country.
But you've been in the Senate for a while now, Senator Rubio. I mean, just this be real, based on the makeup of the Senate versus the makeup in the House and the relative stridency that seems to exist within certain factions, do you really expect any kind of compromise to occur?
Well, I don't know what people mean by compromise. I mean, there's not a lot to compromise here. You've got a serious problem. It's like saying, you know, someone comes and tells you you have four clogged arteries and you're going to die of a heart attack. There's not a lot of compromise to be done. You better go in and have an operation. I mean, you can't just take more aspirin. You can't just decide to work. I mean, there's no sense. There comes a point where an issue is so big that you just got to solve it. It's not about compromising or getting half of what you want. You either solve it or you don't. And the bottom line is our government spends money it doesn't have, and it does it at an alarming pace. And unlike other times in our history when we've had huge debt, you know, when we had a huge debt after World War II, we owed it to ourselves because we were selling war bonds. Now we owe half of it to foreigners, a large chunk of that to the Chinese.
You know, it's interesting. I played this particularly with an emphasis on the same guest as to how two hosts would handle the same guy. So Senator Rubio on with Jimmy Cefalo first, and then with Preston Scott and Eric Eggers. And pretty much you almost chuckle a little as you listen to the repeat of the same stuff. The message is the same, certainly, from the Republicans. It's all about Democrats, and they want to win elections, as do the Republicans, right? 800-510-8255, at 28 past the hour on the countdown.
A new report from the Alzheimer's Association says there are nearly 15 million Alzheimer's and dementia caregivers in the U.S., far more than previously reported. The 2011 Alzheimer's Disease Facts and Figures report shows these caregivers provide 17 billion hours of unpaid care, valued at more than $200 billion. Beth Kallmeyer oversees constituent services for the Alzheimer's Association.
Research suggests that most people with Alzheimer's survive an average of 4 to 8 years after diagnosis. Some live as long as 20 years. This long duration often places intense care demands on families, negatively impacting their health, employment, and financial security.
Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the U.S. and the only one in the top 10 that cannot be prevented, cured, or even slowed. An estimated 5.4 million Americans are living with the disease today. Increasing evidence suggests early diagnosis and timely intervention is beneficial, both for people with the disease and their caregivers. To read the new report, visit alz.org.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Never buy home canning jar lids again.
No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
The Talk Radio Countdown. 33 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffen here with the continuing focus on the budget. As we have time later in this half hour, we'll spend some time on Japan. The Talk Radio Countdown show heard around the world, around the country, great radio stations on the Internet at DougSteffen.com. Also, the Internet radio station NetTalk World is airing the countdown as well. You can go to that, NetTalkWorld.com, N-E-T-T-A-L-K, in case you are... who knows what people are finding or how they're finding it. That's the way the reality is today as far as all of the solutions that come from what you can find on the net. You can find all kinds of things. And so we're happy to have the countdown on Net Talk World, all one word, N-E-T-T-A-L-K, nettalkworld.com. We move on with the countdown now. The budget is the focus here. Radio host John McCullough talks to Congressman Tim Walberg of Michigan about the way he voted on this week's continuing resolution.
It was pretty clear the message that was sent to Washington last election that we want some changes. The Tea Party is getting a little bit nervous right now, saying, oh, my God, here we go. More of the same, caving in to less budget cuts, standing in fear of a government shutdown, which really is probably a good idea based on the money that they've got squirreled into that health care bill, that $105 billion. What's going on, Representative Walberg? Is it going to be business as usual, or are we going to get something done here for the people?
Yeah, I don't think it will be. I mean, there's different perceptions on how we accomplish it. I think when we get to the end of the day, the end of the term, and we look and we don't see that the Republican majority has done what they said they would do, first and foremost. Secondly, that they've reduced the overall size, scope, and cost of government. And thirdly, they've done the hard things to cut the spending and eliminate the deficit that goes on. Then I think we got a problem. And I disagreed with the leadership yesterday, and I disagreed with the majority vote yesterday on a second short-term continuing resolution for 3 weeks that cut $6 billion out. It's basically come down to the first short term was 2 weeks, and that was $2 billion per week, and we've continued that on. And I appreciate the fact that now $10 billion of excess spending has been cut out of the budget expenditures that go on. However, I said to my leadership yesterday, I think it's time to fish or cut bait. We're going to have the fight. We know that. We're going to have a bigger fight when we actually get to the budget issue. But right now in the continuing resolution, I think we know that the fight is there. Why put it off any further? If the Democrats want to shut down government, I guess that's what they have to do. But I think Republicans need to put forth a very bold statement by putting, at the very least, the full continuing resolution that we offered 4 weeks ago that we passed with $100 billion annualized cuts in the budget, and say that was our best offer. We are not giving any less. Now take it or make the decision that if you want to shut government down, Mr. or Mrs. Democrat, you do that. But the Republicans are going to stand with the people and cut spending. And it's time to say that Planned Parenthood, National Endowment for the Arts, NPR, PBS, and we could go on and on and on down the list, saying that it's time for you to stand on your own, and that the American taxpayer isn't going to pay for it anymore.
Congressman Wahlberg, that is music to my ears, as you might imagine, and I just hope that you guys will stand firm, draw that line, let's have the fight, and let's get it over with, and let's get moving on with the restructuring our country back to what it was.
Okay, so there's the same old from John McCullough, but the congressman had some interesting things to say there. Does this all mean that Congress is going to return to the game of brinksmanship when they face once again in 2 weeks this bill that's expiring? Cutting here and cutting there is what most people want, isn't it? Is it what you want? 800-510-8255, the battle over the budget. Richard, let's start with you in Kentucky with your thoughts on Congress and all this fighting.
They better be getting their job back from foreign countries and start charging a fire tariff crack on the surplus. We are, nobody in Mexico can buy nothing I make here, and they're shipping their stuff here for free. We need fire trade. We don't need protected trade. We need fire trade work. If they import 20 million from us, they ship 20 million to us free. Otherwise, they pay a tariff on the difference. We voted a bunch of people out over our jobs. And if they don't get their job back quick, we're going to blow a lot more of them out.
I'm not sure I understand all of what you were saying, sir, but I'll leave it at those who can't understand what you were saying. I think wanting to do something about jobs or looking for jobs themselves, maybe, this is back and forth. We just got the election over with, and we're already concentrating on the next election. Seems kind of strange. Maxine in Cleveland, your thoughts on Congress, please.
This massive propaganda machine that we've got going in this country that's got the people confused. You always hear this, well, you're not serious about cutting the deficit unless you attack entitlement. Well, I don't think you're serious if you don't attack corporate welfare. And I cannot believe that they take our hard-earned tax dollars and spend it, sending our jobs to somebody else. I mean, it's almost insane. It really is. And the Tea Party people, they've been hoodwinked. They were saying, stopping the spending. They didn't know they meant stop feeding poor children, impoverished children, take away health care and food for old people. That wasn't what they meant. And I don't think they're serious until they tackle the stiflings and all the subsidies they give to oil and gas. And I'm not listening to any of them until they start talking about that.
All right, ma'am, you seem pretty poignant, and that's a good thing. Strong opinions are good at 800-510-8255. Let's go to Susan in Freeport, Maine. Once again, the focus on Congress and what they ought to be doing.
If you went to the military budget, they could find you $60 billion. Right away, they've already said they have programs they don't want, that some interested representatives and senators are forcing them to take for their own constituents. And finally, and most importantly, most people think Social Security and Medicare go to people. Well, in my case, I have been blessed by good benefits. I have income replacement. I'm on disability. I'm under retirement age. I wanted to just get that disability and take care of myself. I was forced by my insurance company to apply for SSDI so they could get some of their money back from Social Security Trust Fund.
800-510. Isn't it sad? You listen to some of these folks and you hear their stories. It's kind of sad to think about what their life must be like what their reality is. Speaking of that, this is this continuing budget led to millions of dollars in waste. Agencies have been unable to end unwanted programs and launch new initiatives. For example, we've heard before, and it continues, NASA is working on a rocket that it doesn't want and won't be using, the business of unpurchased and unwanted drones. I mean, this stuff, and so this way this country is run is crazy, isn't it? When is it going to stop? When are we all going to put our feet down and say, no more of this? Jason in Las Vegas, listening to KNUU.
It's really troubling because I'm looking at the Tea Party and the Republican Party. And, you know, ever since I was a child, I watched Ronald Reagan and Bush 41 and 43. So they cared about this country. But yet, if you look at the state of America now with all the trade and everything, and then you look at this Tea Party, that so-called grassroots that has nothing to do with America getting better but getting worse. But I just ask every American that is listening right now, if there's so-called a Tea Party, well, let's create a coffee posse and let's tell every Republican and every lawmaker that teachers, firemen, our Army servicemen, and people that actually do something to help Americans day by day should be getting paid more than any senator and any president, because a teacher teaches a senator and a president, but a president doesn't teach a teacher nothing. And all they ask of all of us senators and presidents ask of is, give me back your pension. Give me back your Social Security. I mean, how cruel is that when a teacher actually taught the president?
Yeah. 800-510-8255. I'm listening to all these callers and thinking about, we had the same discussion like 2 weeks ago and 2 weeks before that. The battle over the budget is the focus. And your thoughts, the president, the Republicans, that caller didn't want them to cut too much. I think anything is open, isn't it? I mean, it's open season on everything. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow all of this. If you're listening and you want to get some background, you can go to the website and see the story behind the stories. You can also, if you don't hear the whole hour, download the podcast. They're there every day after the program. 16 before the hour on the countdown.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. the USO, until everyone comes home.
I never really thought I needed to wear one, but thank God I wore it anyway.
My daughter insisted that I wear it. As it turns out, I'm really glad she did.
I am so glad I was wearing this.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But living alone comes with risk. What if you suddenly became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to your residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day.
This little pendant was a lifesaver.
For a free brochure, call 1-800-832-1177. That's 1-800-832-1177. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. Call 1-800-832-1177.
800-510-8255 as we return to our countdown focus on the budget. And frankly, so many of you, I know there's an interest in Japan for sure, but that's getting a lot of hype. And because this budget battle has so many people interested, let's spend the rest of the hour taking your calls on this. Here are two callers, as a matter of fact, concerned about Congress and what they might do.
I think where our problem stems from is, like in any household, when you carry debt, you try to, yes, you do try to cut your spending, but one of the big things that you do is try to increase your income. And I think where our problem stems is from the inequity in the tax code that allows corporations and a lot of wealthy individuals to continue to get away without paying their tax. As far as President Obama's budget, as an independent, I didn't vote for somebody that was going to take a meat axe to the poor. And I can tell you that that is a very big issue. And I can also tell you that if you come after the poor heavy-handedly, like the Republicans are planning on doing, what you saw in Egypt can happen here. I would caution that you don't come after the poorest of the poor and the most vulnerable in this society, because we can't stand the upheaval.
All right, sorry about that. That was Ike in South Carolina. Whether or not we need to be worried about cutting too much, more or less echoing what I said a few minutes ago. Now, let's get these two callers together on the air.
Well, I'm concerned about the cuts. I was in the balancing of the budget. I was a part of the working community when the President Reagan was in. And at that particular time, the budget was balanced by, we had to give up 10 years of our Social Security. So I'm wondering if this balance is going to hit me again. I'm 77 years old. And am I going to have to give up my Social Security in order to help this budget become balanced?
I'm concerned about my Social Security and my children and my grandchildren. Now, I think the government could stay open for those departments that are necessary, and everybody else can go home and forfeit their pay. I think the only reason they're trying to look for an extension, and I don't know where they're going to get it, is so they can keep agreeing to disagree.
Agreeing to disagree. All right. I'm not even sure they're very agreeable about disagreeing. Here's Dan in Annapolis with the thoughts here.
I think there's a lot of smart people in the U.S. who could solve the financial problems we have. I think it's just a travesty that none of them have been elected and put in Congress. And so as a result, the people you put in Congress have spent $14 trillion that we do not have as a nation. So as a result, every single tax dollar that your audience sends to the U.S. government, 40% of that, 40 cents out of every tax dollar, is going to pay for interest. So I think your programming ought to be targeted on helping people understand what a difficult problem this nation is in because of its debt, and that needs to take some bold action. And groveling over $6 billion or $10 billion or $20 billion is just a ridiculous conversation at this point in time. And I think you need to tackle the big issues, and I think you as the media need to help people understand and discuss it.
All right, well, that's what we're trying to do. That's what this is all about. Hear more of your calls on the budget caper coming up.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Barracuda.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with a continuing focus on the spending debate, which, in case you aren't getting the drift of how this is going, sort of is dividing the GOP, the Tea Party on one side, traditionalists on the other. Your thoughts as we continue here at 800-510-8255. Marty is in California, and politicians are her focus.
The United States is not broke. No country, no county, no city, no state is broke. They have hidden accounts called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. These accounts are for local governments. It's undisclosed taxpayer finance projects and assets whose values go up as the public debt and the budget deficits rise. People don't know about these. And people need to get in and look under their state and county, the schools. These are hidden accounts that hold billions and billions and billions of dollars that we don't even know about. We are not broke. They do this to raise the taxes and to eliminate services for the people. People, get up now. Go look under your state and your county and your schools. Look under there, under the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, and see at the lies that are being told today.
All right. You think you're not being told the truth? 800-510-8255. Do you think that politicians just try to scare us by pretending that we are broke, as Marty has suggested there? John, in North Carolina, let's listen to you up next here on the countdown.
Well, what I'm thinking in my mind is that the Federal Reserve, if they would freeze the interest that they're charging the United States government to borrow money from the Federal Reserve, which isn't federal, they're a private organization loaning us money. If they would freeze the interest on this for a good year, instead of cutting everything that they're talking about cutting, they would solve this deficit problem. But the problem with all this cutting that they're trying to do, as long as they're charging us the interest on every dollar that they print, it's not going to help us any.
All right. There's that point of view. Man, do we have lots of different thoughts on this. Danny in Louisiana up next on the countdown.
I was watching the congressional testimony yesterday, and one thing that struck me is that Erskine Bowles said that if we didn't want to do all these cuts and cut Social Security and everything, basically, we'd have to raise the top marginal rate to 70%, and we'd be out of this problem. Erskine Bowles said this. Now, this is the top marginal rate before Ronald Reagan came in and started this big experiment was given the rich and corporations tax breaks trickled down, and here's the end result of it. And when we get to the end result, they want to repress us further by attacking our Social Security and education system. Well, why not just put it back at 70% into the conversation? Admittedly, we have a problem. And when a family has a problem, we don't take little Susie's school books away from her, and we don't take Granny's oatmeal away from her. What we do is go back and get another job and get more revenue. Now, with this problem has evolved through three decades of supply-side economics, where the rich and corporations pay no taxes. And Erskine Bowes said himself, if the wealthy went back to a 70% top margin rate, problem is over. Now, he wasn't saying it to solve the problem, but in fact, it's the truth and where we need to be talking about.
800-510-8255. The inadvertent byproduct of the government shutdown is that it lets us, you, me, in on a secret. They can do without many federal employees, at least for a relatively short period of time. The shutdown, even though it's not imminent now, this week, this time, the lawmakers have approved this temporary extension. What you do see is federal agencies to think about this stuff, and I kind of would like to see that, wouldn't you? As it turns out, a government shutdown isn't really a government shutdown. Essential workers are called upon to keep things running. Thousands of non-essential federal employees are forced to stay home and then collect back pay. Because they don't do anything, why are we paying them? You hear the drift of this conversation? Leslie in Laurel, Maryland, listening to the Big Talker 1580.
Well, what I think is going on with the 2011 is an exercise by the politicians, both Democratic, Republican, Tea Party, whatever, to make it look like they're actually busy by posing things that are unreasonable on both sides. And I think that that's going to be, and actually it's useful because it brings up the topic of everything as a possible item that could be cut. So I think the 2011 exercise is just going to be an exercise. And by the way, the two-week extensions are a way to steer federal workers been in constant fear of their jobs and their livelihoods. So I think that whole 2011 exercise is just going to be a continuing resolution for the rest of the year. So I think they're going to really get to work for 2012 then.
So we wonder how much money is going to be wasted. All right, folks, thank you for your input. None of it was wasted.